Norfolk's short period of darkness was giving way to the light of the Red Dwarf. Walls and cobbles were acquiring a pinkish shading.
"You did it!" Ashley whooped.
"Yeah, I did," Joshua said.
"A 1,000 tons. I've never heard of anyone getting that much before."
"You're the sneakiest, most underhand, deviously corrupt little bugger I've met in all my centuries." He flung an arm round Joshua's neck and dragged him towards the main street.
"God damn, but we're going to be rich. Medical insurance, by God. Joshua, you are beautiful."
"We'll put Gideon in Zero Tau till we reach Tranquility. It shouldn't take a clinic more than 8 months to clone a new arm for him. He can enjoy himself with Dominique's party set for the rest of the time after that. I'll have a word with her."
"How's he going to explain away a new arm when he gets back?"
"Jesus, I don't know. Magic clockwork, I expect. This world is backward enough to believe it." Laughing, the two of them waved for a taxi coach. When Duchess had risen well above the horizon, sending her bold scarlet rays to discolour the city, Joshua settled himself on a stool in the Wheat Sheaf's wharfside bar and ordered a local brandy. The view outside the window was fascinating, casting everything in tons of red. Some colours were almost invisible. A regular train of barges sailed down the willow-lined river, helmsmen standing by the big tillers at the rear. It was wonderful to watch. The whole city was a giant tourist fantasy pageant. But some of the inhabitants must lead incredibly dull lives, doing the same thing day after day.
"We worked out how you did it eventually,"
a female voice said in his ear. Joshua turned, putting his eyes level with a delightful swelling at the front of a blue satin ship tunic.
"Captain Syrinx, this is a pleasure. Can I get you a drink? This brandy is more than passable. I can recommend it. Or perhaps you'd like a wine."
"Doesn't it bother you?"
"No, I'll drink anything."
"I don't know how you can sleep at night. Antimatter kills people, you know.
It's not a game. It's not funny."
"A beer, maybe."
"Good day, Captain Calvert."
Syrinx started to walk past. Joshua caught her arm.
"If you don't join me for a drink, how can you brag about working it out? And incidentally, demonstrate how superior you Edenists all are to us poor mud-chewing primitives. Or maybe you don't want to hear my counter-argument. After all, you've convinced yourself I'm guilty of something. I don't even know what that is yet. Nobody ever had the decency to tell me what you thought I was carrying. Have Edenists left justice behind as well as the rest of our poor, flawed Adamist customs?" Syrinx's mouth dropped open. The man was intolerable. How did he twist phrases like that? It was almost as if she was in the wrong.
"I never said you were a mud-chewing primitive," she hissed. "That's not what we think at all."
Joshua's eyes slid pointedly to one side. Syrinx realized everyone in the bar was staring at them.
"Are you all right?" Enone asked anxiously, picking up on the flustered thoughts in her scowl.
"I'm fine. It's this bloody Calvert man again."
"Oh, is Joshua there?"
"Joshua?"
She winced. She'd been so surprised at Enone's use of his first name, it had slipped out.
"You remembered," Joshua said warmly. "I have a stool. What are you drinking?"
Furious and embarrassed, Syrinx sat on a bar stool. At least it would stop everyone from looking.
"I'll try a wine."
He signalled the barmaid for drinks.
"You're not wearing your naval stripe."
"No, our duty tour finished a few weeks back."
"So you're an honest trader now?"
"Yes."
"Have you got yourself a cargo?"
"Yes, thank you."
"Hey, that's great news. Well done. These Norfolk merchants are tough buggers to crack. I got the Lady Mac stocked up, too."
He collected the drinks and touched his glass to hers.
"Have dinner with me tonight. We can celebrate together."
"I don't think so."
"Do you have a previous engagement?"
"Well..." She couldn't bring herself to lie outright. That would make her no better than him. "I was just on my way to bed. It's been a long day with some tough negotiations, but thanks for the invitation. Another time." "That's a real shame," he said.